It's good to see y'all. It's good to be out here. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. We have we have been given a very great blessing. Amen. With the Lord's church.
Amen.
We have been blessed to have a place where we can come together and worship a great and powerful God who has given us everything that we have. And I truly right now stand in need of that Lord and His power and His presence, and am fearful not of you but of the Lord, and standing in front of the Lord's people and wanting to not lead you astray.
Right.
Or tell you the wrong thing. And sometimes, not sometimes, but it doesn't matter what any of my natural talents or abilities may be. It doesn't matter how good I speak. It doesn't matter the words I use. If they're of me and just me, then they're nothing. And such is the same with all of us when it comes to anything to do with our gift of life. Whether it's our natural life, our spiritual life, our eternal life is a gift from God the Father, above of which we have done nothing to obtain. In the beginning, Adam was on the earth. He was placed on the earth. He was God's creation. He was created in God's image. He was not created like the rest of the creation after His kind. He was created in God's image. He was different. He was made different. And He was given everything that He could ever need or want to sustain His life. It was perfect. He walked with God. He was given a helpmeet. The whole garden was there for Him. And He disobeyed a commandment of the Lord. And in that sin, there, we all died. And when we died, we didn't just die a physical death. Certainly, physical death entered into the world at that point. Up until that point, that creation was perfect. But when we disobeyed, and by we, I mean us, because we're in Adam, and in Adam we died. Amen. Spiritually, eternally separated from God. Because we were no longer perfect. And our God is perfect. And we were His creation. We were put here because of His own good pleasure and choosing. But God prepared. God prepared a way. He had already prepared a way. He had already seen this coming. And he made choice of a people that he looked down through time and he saw and he knew. And as the brother said this morning, not only did he know them, he loved them. Now again, I want to go back and I want to say that in Adam, every man died. None of us were living. We're all dead. But God, in his infinite wisdom, and because he's full of mercy, and because he's full of grace, he saw us from before time and loved us and made choice of us and established a people on this earth that he would be their God and they would be his people. And they had nothing to do with it. Why? Because they were dead. And God made them alive. God chose them because he loved them. And he has kept that covenant with his people since those days of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And we sit here tonight, I believe, as God's chosen people in this world that he has given us. We are sojourners and strangers in this world, yes. But in this house, we have a common bond. We have a common ground through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, because it's through him and by him that if we have any life at all, that's where we got it from.
Amen.
David says, man at his best state is altogether vanity. That's the 39th Psalm. And I don't know where I'm going tonight, but I wanted to tell you all that because I want you to know that we are saved by grace. Amen. Eternally, timely, a salvation in time, however you want to put it. God's grace is infinite. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Isn't it a wonderful thing? That's a lot of those apostles, they use that a lot in the beginning of their letters. Grace and peace. Right. Be unto you. Right. Or grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Isn't it a good thing to know that grace and peace can be multiplied?
Amen.
Isn't that why we're here tonight? Isn't that what we're wandering from?
Sure.
Isn't that what we're trying to seek? I believe that's what we're seeking tonight. And I want you to know that if you had any inch, any ounce of any desire to get up and come to the house of the Lord tonight, it's pleasant. Because the good Lord already worked on you and put that in your heart to want to move.
Amen.
He's the one that caused that to happen. So if you're sitting here tonight worried about whether I'm a little child of God tonight, if you walked in that door tonight seeking him, look up.
Amen. Correct.
Because he's here and he knows your name. And he's known your name since before the foundation of the world. He's known everything about you. The good stuff, the bad stuff, and we've got all our bad stuff. I don't need to know yours, and you don't need to know mine. But the fact of the matter is that God in heaven has loved us despite that. And he sent his only son to die on the cross and pay what we couldn't pay.
Amen.
Those Old Testament scriptures, you go back and read those. There was some preparation that had to take place to come into the house of the Lord. We walked right in. I didn't have to do nothing tonight. Nobody stopped me at the door. Should have, maybe. Especially at one point in time, probably. If it was up to me, if it was my doing, thank the Lord, it's not my, thank the Lord. It's not because of my works or what I've done. Because if I have to be judged by what it is that I've done and what I've accomplished and what I've been successful at, then I'm not getting anywhere. I'm going to hell.
Right. Exactly.
And I don't mean to say that harsh.
But it's true.
But it's true.
Yeah. Be no hope.
And I thank the Lord that that's not where we're at.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord that He's shown us. And He's given us a place where we can come and be here together and say, yeah, brother, I feel that way too.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Ain't it great?
Yeah.
He's given us a place to be happy. He's given us a place to find that peace. He's led us out into the pasture.
Amen.
He's led His little sheep into the pasture.
Green pasture.
I feel like I ought to have a text, and I feel like I got about 100 of them. And I don't know which one to talk about or go on about or speak on, and I don't know exactly how that's supposed to work. But I hope what I'm saying is of the Lord, and I hope that you're hearing what I'm saying. And I hope it's making sense. And I hope, and my hope is a spiritual hope. It's an earnest expectation of a hope. Because it's not my words. It's not me. It's not what I'm going to say. It's not thus saith Brother Jimmy. It's what the Lord says. It's what the Lord gives. And if it doesn't come from Him, then it's not worth nothing.
Amen.
We talked about that grace that we have. And now that we've established what we kind of know, we'll go, okay, what I do now?
Yeah.
Right? What I do now? Because I know I need Him. Right? I know that I can't live without Him. But I also know that the church only meets on Sunday. So what do I do? I tell you what, Romans chapter 6, we have grace, but what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. What shall we say then, he says in verse 1. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Meaning we know what we've been shown. There is a certain way in which we are to walk and things we are to do. And if we continue to try and do the things that we did before we knew what we know, it's not going to go well. It's not going to work out well.
No, absolutely not.
But sometimes, brethren, we get comfortable walking in sin. We get comfortable with what we accept. We get comfortable with what other people tell us is okay, and what I'm telling you is what the Word of God says is where we need to turn and look to and see what's okay. And we shouldn't just take my word for it or Brother Gary's word for it. We should be opening our Bibles at home and reading, and if we don't understand, we should be calling a brother and asking some questions.
Amen.
Because otherwise, we open ourselves up to being able to anybody tell us any old thing. And if it's not from the word of the Lord and it's not a thus saith the Lord, then it's not the truth.
Amen.
And we've fallen asleep a little bit. Because we haven't been persecuted. Because we are free to walk in that door. And we shouldn't take that for granted. We shouldn't take it for granted, because there may come a time when we have to stand for what's right. We have to stand for the truth. We have to take a stand on some things. We may have to be a Daniel or Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. Yeah. We call them Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, but that was their Babylonian names.
Right.
I like to call them Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. Because
yeah.
That's the names God give them.
Correct.
But the world didn't change them. They could change their names. They could take everything. One of them, doesn't matter what you call them. They belong to God.
That's correct.
None of it mattered what they did. They could heat the furnace 7 times hotter than it was wont to be heated.
Yeah.
What I'm telling you is, when we walk with the Lord, He'll give us everything that we need.
Amen.
But it ain't going to come out your pocket.
No.
And it's not going to come out of my pocket. It's not going to, if it's up to me, we're lost. I'll get you lost.
Yeah.
I'm like a GPS that don't work. And in a bad neighborhood, that's really bad.
Absolutely.
And I will tell you, little children, that world out there is bad.
Right.
It is full of evil. And there's lots of God's people running around in it right now, working real hard, trying to save everybody.
Right.
There's no rest in that. There's no peace in that. There's nothing but toil in that. And that doesn't change their eternal salvation, because like I told you, we don't have nothing to do with that. There's not a thing in the world I've had to do with being born the first time or the second time.
That's correct.
Not one thing I had to do with it. I didn't have no say-so in it. Nobody asked me my opinion about it. Nobody said, you want to wait a day?
It happened. Yeah, it did. Something happened.
Every one of those elect children of God that God knew before the foundation of the world, somewhere between conception, which is the beginning of life.
Amen.
Somewhere between conception and the grave, God will make it, or death,
yeah.
However that works. Some don't get graves.
That's right.
Some don't get graves, so death. Thank you, brother.
That's all right.
It's true. Somewhere between conception and death, good Lord's going to speak to them. He's going to make Himself known in one way, shape, form, or fashion. And we may not know what that is. We may not ever see that with our natural eye. We're not supposed to. We see fruits.
Right.
We see evidences. But just like everything, like fruits, all fruits have seasons. You don't always know. So that tree doesn't have no fruit on it at the time you've seen it. It might be out of season. Guess what? Not yours to judge. Not mine to judge. I'm supposed to love. I'm supposed to do as unto the Lord. I'm supposed to do my best to live with all men most peaceably.
Right.
I'm not supposed to be a brawler. I'm not supposed to be that guy shaking his fist or cursing somebody under his breath, driving down the highway because they did something dumb. I'm not supposed to be that person, but I am. The Apostle Paul tells us, what'd he say? This is Paul speaking here in Romans 6, telling you how to live, right? But he says in the 7th chapter, for I know that in me, this is 7th chapter, verse 18, for I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, But how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. I find in the law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. That's that inward man. That's what he was. What I was talking about there back in the sixth chapter of Romans, where it says, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. So when Christ died, our sin died. Our sin debt was paid by Christ's death on the cross.
Amen.
And our old man, that sin debt that we have, was crucified with him and should be put off from us. But yet Paul tells us, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. Because that's where we are. We're in this body of flesh in a justified state, waiting to be glorified when Christ comes again to call us all home. And forever we'll be singing his praises in eternity. And I don't know what that's going to be like exactly, but it doesn't really matter. Because it's going to be great. And it's going to be way better than here. And it's going to be a church meeting that never ends. And you're not going to want it to end.
Right.
We're not going to be worried about the chicken or whether it's too hot or too cold in the building or anything else, all these other distractions. And I know we have them because that's who we are. On our best day, we ain't good. And we'll bring it in here. But you know what? That's like Brother John said this morning. That's where your free will comes into place. You didn't have nothing to do with your eternal salvation. You can't choose whether you want to go to heaven or not. And if you could, why would you ever want to choose to go to hell? That don't make any sense. But I will tell you what you do have a right to choose. You have a choose this day who you will serve. And who you walk with. But I'm going to tell you, brethren, it's so easy to walk with the world.
It is.
Because of the sinful nature we have. And we want to do good. We're sitting here tonight. I've done it so many times. I came up in the church. I don't know. I'm not sure. I knew I had a conviction. I know that God spoke to me somewhere around the age of 5. Because I had godly parents. And I was raised in a godly house. And Daddy taught me how to pray. Because I had some 5-year-old boy living in the trailer.
Yeah.
God's been good to us, ain't
he? Yeah, it's been.
5-year-old boy and in a trailer and I love my daddy, but he was going to raise you right, and he was going to be tough. You was going to be a little boy in this house. You was going to learn how to clap right. You was going to learn how to hold your mouth right. You was going to learn. And when your granddaddy's your granddaddy, my granddaddy, you knew why. Especially looking back. It's all clear to me now. But still, even, I don't want to say nothing bad about my daddy, because I had a love for my father. I have a love for my father. I have a healthy fear of my father. Just like we have a healthy fear of the Lord, right? Because my father taught me how to pray. Because I was having bad dreams. And he said, let me teach you how to pray. I don't know how to pray. Well, what's going on? Well, I'm having bad dreams and I have bad thoughts and I have bad sounds. I hear bad sounds. And he said, say, dear Lord. He said, say, dear gracious and most heavenly Father. That's what he told me to say. Dear gracious and most heavenly Father. Please don't let me have any bad dreams, bad thoughts, or bad sounds. And then he said, say, please, Lord, let me have good dreams, good thoughts, and good sounds. I said, that's it? That's it. It worked. It worked. You think it worked because of him? You think it worked because it was what he told me to say? No, it worked because God is real.
Amen.
He is real.
Yes, he is.
His works are real. And what he put on my heart right there as a little boy let me know I knew what was wrong and what was right. And when I did wrong, I tried to hide, especially from my dad, but I can never hide from God.
Amen.
And I've run for a long time. Because I was raised up under the sound of the old school Baptist. I was raised in the Primitive Baptist Church. I was raised on salvation by grace. I was raised on how to walk. I was raised on what to do. And I was sitting in all day meeting month after month after month and couldn't wait to get out the door. And go home and pop my butt down in front of a football game. Or get myself involved in something else. I don't mean to be so loud. But what I'm saying is, it's so easy. And I walked that way for so long. I got a couple. You want to talk about walking in the way of sinners and sitting in the sea that's scornful? I built a chair. I built a chair and sat down in it as I tried to raise three children and have a career and be in a band and act like I'm somebody. The Lord wasn't going to let me do that. He wasn't going to let me walk like that. He didn't let me walk like that. And I'm going to tell you, not so long ago, I was the most miserable man on the planet. You couldn't get no lower than me. You want to talk about being in the pit? I knew exactly what David meant. Because I'm out here running, chasing after things, making a bunch of noise. Psalm 39. Psalm 39 says, surely every man walketh in a vain show. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches and knoweth not who shall gather them. That's what I was doing. Heaping up riches, knowing not who's going to gather them. Bringing in all this natural stuff. Bringing in all these natural things. Talking about, look what I have. Knowing at the end of it, when I'm dead and gone, somebody's got to go through it. So what's it mean? It's nothing. I'm out here chasing nothing. Working hard, chasing nothing. Getting nothing. And starving to death. Because I'm not eating. Brethren, if we're not eating, if we're not getting nourishment, if we're not coming to the house of the Lord when the doors are open, or when you have an opportunity to sit under the sound of the gospel, if we're not doing these things and we're not sustaining ourselves, think about it as your natural food. If you only ate once a month, would that be enough? Would that be sufficient for you to survive? If you were raising your children on once a month feeding them, they'd call social services on you and take your kids from you.
That's true.
Is it good enough to eat once a week? Once a week? Is it only good to eat on Sunday?
No. Need him every day.
You need him every day, every time, every minute. That's why I'm telling you. And he's giving it to us. He's given us an open line through his grace and mercy. That's what the grace and mercy is there for. That's what Christ has done when he sits on the right hand of the Father and makes intercession for us when we pray as a little boy and say, God, help me. You don't have to know what to say.
Right.
You don't have to have the right words. He's written it in your heart. And that's why, brethren, we should be out and about and in the house of the Lord and praising him as much as we can and praying every day and thanking him for everything he's given us and counting our blessings and not looking at the troubles and the problems of the world, because they're going to be there. You don't have to look at them. They are already there. You don't have to see them. You just have to know who's going to help you through them. Wouldn't you want to watch and see what he's doing? I would. That's where I want to be. Lord, help me be there. Pray that. Pray that. I've talked too long. I want you to know that I appreciate all of you. I love you very much. I'm thankful for the love that you've shown me, the mercy and grace that God has allowed you to show me, that He's given you to pass on to me. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for all of you. Because every one of you could have said, no, we don't want his old frame back in here. And you'd have been right. You'd have been just. But I thank the Lord that He's been gracious and merciful to all of us. And if I've said anything of any benefit this evening, please give Him all the honor, praise, and the glory. I'm just a worm and no good. Y'all have a mind to pray. Please pray for me. God bless you. Thank you.
Lord. Somebody pick a hymn. I love you, son. Lord, it's good to you, son. People over there.